cost you gonna retire?
He can get out.
You, listen, let me tell you something.
He can make a deal that would work well for him.
You know that it's a matter of business. They're never gonna take a 58-year-old man, are they?
Nope.
Or will they?
No. Especially not a 58-year-old man who's left over from an outgoing administration.
Do you see this, or what is it?
Yeah, and I push that hard.
That's the trouble. You gotta realize it. We don't have any money. But
this is the time to make it, and it's their only chance to make it. Klein's only chance.
Well, the idea of staying on. What is the purpose of that? You make it appear that he wasn't fired.
Yeah.
Well, so he is. He just does stay on, and he later. So nothing is to be said about him
for a little while.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have to keep pressure on him because he's
director.
Governor Chick.
He's not in.
Why? Well, just bring him in and sit him down and get here.
Absolutely. You're gonna have to keep the pressure on him.
Because
he'll wanna
keep the office staying on and start moving people out
now
and shifting things around.
It's not neat, I'd
rather have him say, fine, I'm going, I got a good job, and I'll make it on Monday.
But then, like, we ought to help accept the job or something, but right? Herb is, if nothing more, is a procrastinator. And, I don't know.
Well, we're over the hurdle. It's clear to him that he's got to go. And he's got to go in the short term. And, he argued, you know, that all the help he could be on the inaugural. I said, Herb, let's not argue. Operationally, why you need to stay. The only reason you need to stay is for the proper cover for you, which we are very equally anxious with you to have done right. Proper cover for you on your departure. Now, given that, don't worry about any internal operations. Don't worry about running the office. Don't worry about the constructive things that need to be done. Just worry about getting yourself positioned right outside and get out. And the rest of it is just a plus. It doesn't matter. So, he said, yeah, I agree. He tries to rationalize, you know, by saying, well, it would be helpful to you if I stayed on through the inauguration and the editor or something.
Well, he was saying also that he could help solve the Vietnam settlement.
Sell the Vietnam settlement.
Well, the Vietnam settlement has got to be sold.
It's got to be sold at the top, the very highest level. Once, and padding around, talking to editors in Peoria is not going to make any difference.
You see, there's one place for peace. Now, how do you handle this in terms of what Colson doesn't give a beat? Isn't that jealous of Klein?
No.
I noticed that. He knows it. Because Colson's going to be announced just leaving.
He wants to be announced. He wants to be announced. Now, it's different for him because he has to be announced to be out in order to line up his clients. Klein has to appear to be in order to line up a job. And he's right. His market value does go down if we announce he's leaving.
Is that right?
Sure. And our ability to place him.
Well, this idea, incidentally, of offering him USIA is good, though. That increases his market value. He's got a chance to do that.
He would be wrong to take it unless he just wants to retire as a government actor.
That's right. That's right. It's a shitty thing. And also, we could get a much better man for that job, too.
Yes, sir.
Incidentally, the Leon Parma thing is an excellent idea.
I think it is.
Well, that's just the kind of a guy I'm gonna. I've been doing a little more thinking too about.
We don't know Parma anything as far as the payoff.
I'm not concerned about the payoff. But the point is, it's a guy with a Mexican name and so forth and so on. The thing. And let's face it, we do need a good ambassador.
You got more people who speak Spanish than most other times, so it's about.
You cross that bridge.
Jim Reynolds, for instance.
Does he want to go?
Well, he wants to go to someplace.
Talk, you better turn Herb off before he calls you.
He can check it out.
I'm going to ask him if he'd be considered.
That's right. Problems.
That's right. And we'll go down the line and decide whether we want him or send him someplace else.
We don't know Leon, I think.
That's right. Good. Good. But if you want a Reynolds, he'd be fine down there.
His father has a place down there. He goes down. Wants to have a pretty strong arm position. I've gotten the heart of the problem. I'd say Pister and Rogers are both playing exactly the same game. Each wants to force the other to leave before he does, because he wants to win. And that isn't the right way for either one of them to look at it. I think Henry has to leave. I think that frankly, I don't think this administration can really have him around, unless the really unlikely happens and he settles kind of back into the group. He never would. He's got the taste of blood.
But he's also, this business of, rushing up to football games, theaters, and wanting to go over and sign autographs and the fans, and then waving to the crowds, and when he gets off the airplanes and all the rest. He is now a figure. He's a hell of a public figure, and celebrity, and he's frankly feeding on his own goddamn ego. And I really think that I just think the talk with him has to be productive. Like his bitching about Rodgers, I would hit him right the balls on that. Or Richardson, he's tough Richardson up the rocket baller. There isn't anybody else that knows it. I haven't told one goddamn soul. That's the way Henry works. And the thing is that he's, for example, when we get back, we have gone too far, much too far gone. And it's my fault because I haven't had the time. And you've got to get into this further. Henry has had virtually a veto on ambassadors and the rest, and he's made some very bad calls. You know that. Bad calls. On his own staff, he's made bad calls. He's got the worst staff in terms of leaks than anybody else. That has got to be, I don't know whether you have to rub that into him or not,
yeah.
But I think we've got to say now, let's just take a look at this.
As everywhere else, we've got to tighten up in your place. You don't have a holy franchise.
On the other hand, what I meant is that when it comes to ambassadors and these other things, I am going to take a very different role. I'm going to really take a hard look at his stuff. You're going to take a goddamn hard look at it before, he rumbles in on things and he's playing more devious games. If that was the case as of 2 years ago, and as much. I think now...
Not as much. He's
now, he has really...
grabbing more and more all the time.
And trying to assume that he can do this or that or the other thing. And he's got to be reined in, and reined in very hard. He would not be concerned with the fact that he's in the midst of negotiations and all that other things. When he gets back, I feel that you've got to sit down. I would start right off. But I would say that it was a disaster, Sergeant Tom. We've got calls from top people all over the country, not about the thing he would worry about, but the substance, what he said. Don't let it get away with it. And say that mainly that people said this raises a grave question about your relationship with the president. That's what people are raising. He says it's very clear that you were talking in confidence to such a person, and in talking that way, you were talking differently than you talked publicly.
And that makes it even worse.
That makes it worse.
And then he appears by that.
Yes, that's the one part. It appears, therefore, that this is what you really believe.
Yeah.
And under the circumstances, Henry, this cannot be. Even if it were true, it cannot be. No. And then I think you ought to hammer the... greatly concerned about taking any of his recommendations and who the hell should do the next round of salt. I don't know what kind of a son of a bitch he'll find. I mean, I've got to... Yeah, the heat. When does hate get out?
I don't know. Because I don't know what the
silly letter is. Well, in one way, you want him there to sit with you these negotiations. But as soon as possible, you want hate out. And I can have a direct relationship with hate. my own feeling now is that the freakiness of the fight about Dutch now is with regard to Rush. I don't know what we're going to offer him. I think they're going to say, come over as Undersecretary of State. I don't know what's going to happen at the end of that period, is that what we say? But I'm going to put Casey as Secretary of State for Administration. The economic man, what am I going to say about that?
Right. That's good. All right.